So it's a massive achievement to get to the point where you become a consistently profitable trader and you have a strategy that works. However, it's not the end. We always want to keep pushing forward. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about three sections of your trading plan or your trading strategy that you can work on to take your trading to the next level. Active trade management was the biggest thing I added to my trading after I was secure with my trading. Right. So after meaning that after I was secure in how I traded, I wasn't looking at adding any more styles or any techniques or anything like that. What I found was the next step to becoming more profitable was active trade management. Right. Because there's two questions I always ask. Well, there's three questions I ask when it comes to trading performance. Right, I do it in backtesting. You should do it in real life as well. There are three things that can improve your trading. What do you think those three things are? What are the three things that can improve your trading? The rule of three, once again. Three things, wild guess. There's a catch. If you're wrong, you're getting kicked out the room forever. Yep. Entry, stops, targets, the same three things we always talk about, right? So, well, I guess entries, yes, but let's change that. Instead of entry, stops, targets, let's phrase it this way so we can separate it from, it's profit, loss, and win percentage, PLW. Sounds like 3LW. Anybody remember them, 3LW? Singing R&B group, kind of like they're supposed to be like the new TLC, and didn't really turn out that way. One had a good acting career, 3LW. But anyway, hey buddy, cameo. What'd you get? What do you got? Candy? A chocolate?
Yeah.
What type of chocolate
Santa
you got?
Hat.
A Santa hat.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a bubble.
Very nice. Congrats, dude. Awesome. He's got one of those. I just learned about this year because I didn't have a childhood. Advent calendar? Is that the thing where he gets chocolate every day? I'm like, what? Back in my day, you had to earn your chocolate. You can get chocolate for free. Kids just, you know, you wake up and because you made it another day, you get a chocolate. Back in my day, they sent us to the field to make our own chocolate. It tasted better because you earned it. Anyway, so profit, loss, win percentage are the three things that you want to work on, right? You can improve your strategy's performance, right? Your expectancy by winning more, right? Winning more, losing less, correct? Easy way. Win more, lose less. Easy way to, right? This is all numbers. Easy way to improve your profit. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I was trying to make an analogy. I was shooting out to my friends yesterday. I came across this cool, it's a free debt reduction calculator. I got a lot of friends that asked, you know, we all have a lot of friends that aren't good at personal finance. So the debt reduction calculator, that made it super easy where it took like the different debt reduction approaches like snowball, avalanche, all that fun stuff. And basically, You put in your debt, and then you can actually you can click a tab that takes you to one of the types. So like snowball type, avalanche type, or a custom type, and yeah, Dave Ramsey stuff. And then it tells you, it shows you kind of when your debt will be paid off. It shows you the pros and like you can compare each of them. So I was shooting that out to my friends yesterday because I found a free one randomly searching the internet for something. So that kind of, it's the same thing with our backtesting spreadsheet, right? You mess around with your P&L. Once you know your average win, your average loss, if you mess around with your win percentage, you can kind of see what effect that has. If you want it, hit me up. I'll send you the link to the thing. Pretty cool. But yeah, so win percentage, as we get back on track. Win percentage, right? Which is not always easy to do, right? Win percentage is something that isn't always easily controllable. We can't necessarily just win a lot more. So another thing that can affect your trading, your performance, is your losses, right? If you're not going to change how much you lose, change the amount that you lose when you lose. Does that make sense? If you can't change how much you lose win percentage wise, work on changing the amount you lose, right? Lower your average risk. If you take your average risk from this to that, it'll have an impact. And then you can do the same thing with targets as well. Now, for me, once you're trading a strategy, I guess there are, you could get better with analysis and change your targets. Targets usually don't change too much once you kind of get good at analysis because the market's going to go where it's going to go. Same thing with stops. You don't want to just throw in a very small stop loss for no reason because now your win percentage is going to decrease because you got a dumb stop on. So the approach that I took was, okay, once the market has shown that my directional prediction and my timing is right? Those two things, timing and directional prediction are right. How can I start reducing my risk so that I don't get caught up in, so I don't, in those circumstances where I'm just wrong on my targets and price never reaches it and goes back up, that instead of taking a loss, I take either less of a loss, break even, or a win. And that's where active trade management comes into play. So this is going to be massive, Stuart, if, you know, again, hopefully it goes down and hits your targets. But if this thing were to reverse all the way, instead of I was right and it didn't quite get there and it went all the way back up and I lost this many pips, it suddenly turns into, hey, I got stopped out for break even. And in the trading world, many traders look at break even as basically being a win because you escaped without the market taking your money. I don't know about you guys, when I go to the casino, if I leave the casino break even, that's a win because I plan on losing all of that money. So yeah, active trade management, definitely something maybe you don't need to do it now, but definitely jot it down in your next step book where it's like, hey, this is once I get this thing rolling the way I want to, this is the next evolution of it. That can certainly be a difference. Now, the key is with and there's many ways of doing it. We talk about it in the course. There's aggressive ways, there's conservative ways. They have pros and cons of each. I prefer a conservative way because I do want to allow the market to have enough breathing room. I do want the market to have enough breathing room before I move my targets. I don't want to be super aggressive and get caught up on retracements and stuff like that because then I'm basically sabotaging my trade. So I want the market to have enough breathing room. That's why I use a structure or not structure, well, I guess structure, but a price action based one instead of just like an indicator like trailing every candle or something like that. So it says day trading is on my prop firm account. So preserving the capital and reducing exposure is my priority. Yep. Amen. Yep. Yep. That's when I started looking into it as well. As soon as I met with those wealthy individuals and they schooled me and said that, hey, Keo, I don't really care how much you win. It's about how much you don't lose. I'm like, okay. Then I went on that journey of like, hey, how can I reduce risk? How can I do the same thing, but instead of showing them a 30% drawdown, showing them like a 10% one. And the solution for that was reducing risk early. Once I realized they didn't really care about making money as much as they cared about not losing. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. As always, make sure you check out the free content over at tier1trading.com. We've got workshops, we've got webinars, we've got a trial membership as well over there. So check it out, www.tier1trading.com.